Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear brothers and sisters. In this part of the book, we now discuss the topic of an-nubuwah, of prophethood. Allah the Exalted, God Almighty, sent prophets to mankind. But why exactly did He do that? What was the need of sending prophets? What role does a prophet play? The discussions surrounding the topic of prophethood are many in number. We can discuss a lot of different things regarding prophethood. For example, we can discuss, could the final prophet of Allah, could the final messenger of God to mankind, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his household, did he have the ability to read or write? Or was it the case that he couldn't read or write at all? Was it such that he could read or write but conceal this ability? This is a discussion regarding prophethood. We can speak about other aspects of the lives of prophets. Could they make mistakes? If so, to what level? Is it counted as a mistake? Could they commit sins and other discussions, which of course are important in their own place? However, we're going to discuss a discussion that is of more importance, the need of which is much greater and imminent, rather than speaking about those discussions that come after. We're going to speak about what is the need for prophethood in the first place. Why does man need a prophet? For what reason? You see, when we look at the animal kingdom, we find that animals act in a certain way. They know they're meant to do certain tasks and behave in a certain manner. The bees know very well how to go to different flowers, and the process of pollination takes place, and the bees return to their hive, and they know very well how to then create honey. A baby turtle that's born knows from the moment that it enters into this world that it needs to find the ocean, and it begins moving in that direction. Similarly, every other animal that you can imagine knows that it's meant to behave in a certain way. In other words, it has been guided. But by means of what has it been guided? What has Allah given the animals in order to teach them how they are meant to perform their duties? It is something called instinct. This instinct is a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's by means of this instinct that animals perform their tasks and the ecosystem stays in balance and harmony. Now, human beings also have instinct. When we enter the world as a baby, and when this baby begins to grow and you become a toddler, you are guided by instinct. The instinct that is within you tells you that you get hungry, you need to eat, you need to drink, you are in discomfort. This discomfort needs to be removed. Therefore, you cry, because when you cry, someone comes and removes the thing that's bothering you, be that hunger or thirst or a certain need other than these. So we too have instinct. However, when a human being reaches a certain age, another level of guidance opens from within, and that is the guidance of intellect. The power of reasoning opens from within the human being. This human being now wants to understand things for himself or herself. It's no longer enough just to copy and imitate the gestures of others. We have to understand things for ourselves now. We have this need to know and to understand, and the desire to ponder and reflect opens within us at a certain age. Many things that you do is the result not of instinct, but rather of intellect. For example, the fact that you carry yourself in a certain manner in society, the fact that you avoid doing certain things or saying certain things outside in certain gatherings. You're careful to carry yourself in a certain way. This is not instinct, this is intellect. However, are instinct and intellect sufficient for a human being to reach his or her completion and perfection? We would say, no, they're not. And we say this for some reasons. We have reasoning behind why we say this. Intellect, even intellect, cannot understand all of the needs of the human being. If you take a person of intellect and ask them, what are all the needs of a human being? List for me the needs of a human being. That individual will list certain needs, but there is no way they'll be able to list all of those needs. Why? Because the needs of a human being are limitless. They go on and on and on. And as we learn more about the human being, we find new needs that we didn't know existed before. Just look at the fact that in the past, whether in the East or the West, caning and other forms of harsh physical punishment was something extremely common that took place in pretty much every school. But now, these kind of punishments are forbidden or outlawed. Why is that? Because in the past decades, human beings have discovered that there is a need that a child has to feel secure, to feel welcomed, to feel warmth. And if this need is not met, it will have destructive consequences on the psyche of that child. So this is an example of a need that we didn't know about in the past, but we learned about it. And as we progress as a human race, as our knowledge increases, as our experience increases, we find more and more needs that a human being has. If it was the case that this intellect was sufficient to list all of the needs of a human being, then this process of discovering new needs and updating the methods of learning, the methods of education, the methods of bringing up children, the methods that are employed to create a healthy working environment, there'd be no need for updating. This itself is a proof that the intellect is not sufficient to take care of all of the needs of a human being. It can't even know all of the needs of a human being. The other reason is a practical one, which is the fact that just look at how many philosophers have come and gone from different backgrounds and how they've all said so many different things. We are yet to agree on a definition for al-insan, man, the human being. What is the human being? Experts, philosophers, scientists all have different views about this topic. So clearly, when we're not even able to define the human being authoritatively by means of intellect, then how can the intellect be sufficient to meet all the needs of the thing you haven't even defined? Therefore, the human being is in need of a higher, more powerful, deeper form of guidance. And that guidance is called an-nubuwwah. That guidance is prophethood. This is the philosophy of prophethood. If the human being was able to take care of all of his needs or her needs, then there would be no need to do that. And for sure, Allah the Exalted wouldn't have sent prophets if there wasn't a need for that. Therefore, because human beings are in need of a deeper, stronger, more powerful, authoritative, and infallible source of guidance to put alongside the guidance of instinct and the guidance of intellect, God Almighty has established prophethood as one of the pillars of his religion. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.